Look, just because Laura's good doesn't mean she'll win. It's like that story, The Tortoise and the Hare.
I don't know it.
Yeah, you do. It's an old story. In it, the hare is always laughing at the tortoise because he is slow.
Dad, what does this story have to do with me?
Just listen. So, one day, the tortoise challenges the hare to a race.
A race? There's no way a tortoise can beat a hare.
That's what the hare thinks, too. And sure enough, at the start of the race, the hare goes really fast.
And he wins.
Nope. During the race, the hare decides to rest. He's so arrogant. He thinks, I can't lose this race. And then he falls asleep. When the hare wakes up, he sees the tortoise walking slowly across the finish line.
So the tortoise wins?
Yeah. And you need to be like that clever tortoise.
What do you mean?
Laura thinks she's the best right now, just like the hare. But you can still win the contest.
But how?
I'll tell you again, Marnie. You can write a good speech. And you can overcome your shyness, too. You just need to practice a lot. Be patient, work hard, and you'll do fine. I bet you'll even win.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Thanks, Dad.